Soy Foods Month. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. April is being celebrated as National Soy Foods Month with the theme, Soy Foods, Endless Possibilities. And though diets throughout the world vary quite a bit, the common ground is that everyone needs protein for good health. In fact, the majority of U.S. consumers, 78%, agree that protein contributes to a healthy diet, and more than half of adults say they want more of it in their diets. This according to an NPD Group study. Addressing it on a global stage, global protein ingredient market revenues are expected to reach $28.90 billion by 2020. That according to a new study by Grand View Research. Plant proteins, led by soy, accounted for over 56% of global volumes in 2013 and are expected to continue dominating the market over the next 6 years. And during Soy Foods Month, the American Soybean Association's World Initiative for Soy and Human Health is saluting its partners in developing countries for their introductions of exciting new African and Hispanic foods made with soy protein ingredients. The initiative's chair, David Iverson, says there's a bumper crop of new foods containing soy offered by various companies and groups, all aiding in the effort to meet the need for protein and nutritious, affordable foods in developing country diets. For more information about the initiative, visit WISHH.org. That's WISHH.org. Julie MacPeak with Southeast AgNet.